Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
King of Steelers Media, the Hall of Famer. Magnanimous. Benevolent.
Benevolent?
Benevolent, yes. What are you going to say there?
Splendiferous. Regal.
Oh, yeah.
A man for all seasons.
Edward Bouchette. Ed, what's your middle name?
Joseph.
Pony went with Leonard.
Yeah. I thought you were E.L.
Named
Bouchette.
Did you ever think for going with an E.J.?
No.
How about Eddie?
They didn't do that in my time.
How about they didn't do initialed names?
Not like that. Mm-mm.
What do you mean? How about Y.A. Tittle, Ed?
Well, I didn't say they never did it. They just didn't do it very often.
Okay. Ed Bouchette's reaction to Randy Fichtner's...
T.S. Eliot, right?
There you go. What is your reaction to Fichtner being gone?
Oh, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think it's a combination. It's two things. Mm-hmm. One, what happened at the end of the season where they didn't seem to be able to adjust at all. Mm-hmm. As defenses did, and two, with the job that's ahead. I think they probably want to get somebody new in here because I'm not going to say they're going to blow it up, but there's going to be a lot of changes going on with the Steelers, and they probably want somebody in here to start that process.
Ed, do you see Fichtner's departure as a sign that Ben Roethlisberger might also have played his last game with the Steelers and be done?
Well, I don't know that would be because of Fichtner's leaving, but I think it might be Ben's last anyway. I mean, I wrote that the other day, why he shouldn't come back for his.
We read that. It was very well written. We talked about it on the air.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Ben's had four coordinators now. So I don't necessarily, some people are saying, well, Fichtner's gone, Ben won't be back because he won't want to go through another coordinator. I don't know that would be his decision, but certainly it's not, he enjoyed having Fichtner. They had a good relationship. They've been together a long time now. He was their quarterback's coach for a while too, and the wide receiver's coach before that.
Yep.
So I think he had some respect for him and a good working relationship. So, he's probably still sitting back wondering what they're going to do.
Ed, how about Canada? You said bringing somebody in. He's already here, but he's interviewing for another offensive coordinator job, according to a few outlets.
Yeah, well, in Miami, right?
Yep.
I would think he'd be a candidate, but I don't know that he's a great candidate. I'm not quite sure what he's done. I know he had the one great season here at Pitt, but hasn't he? I mean, he's either been fired or jumped to a lot of different jobs.
Yeah, just ask Pat Narduzzi. He'll be the first to tell you that, Ed.
Well, yeah, I know. But he hasn't held a lot of jobs for long. And I'm not saying he's not a good coordinator or couldn't be a good coordinator. I just don't know.
I just don't think he takes an interview if he feels like he's next in line, like it's a slam dunk.
No, that's for sure. I mean, when Mike Tomlin came in, Bruce Arians knew he was going to be the offensive coordinator. He was told that.
Yep.
So, he
same with Keith Butler waiting for LeBeau, right? Same thing.
Yeah, but that was waiting. Yes. No, you're right. That is the same thing.
Ed, do you have a sense that they're actually going to go outside the organization then to fill this role? We've seen I've seen big names thrown around. Your Jim Caldwells, guys who have been head coaches before, as possible suggestions here.
Yeah, I would also look at who Mike has been connected with, and I think Caldwell was one of them, right?
For a year in Tampa, going way back with Dungy. Yeah,
yeah. We thought Caldwell might be a candidate when Mike after Arians. Mm-hmm. Instead of Todd Haley, I think that was when I thought maybe Caldwell would be a candidate. So, that would be a good hire, I think.
And how about people that have said, how about Ken Whisenhunt? What do you make of that?
No. There's bad blood there.
I know.
That'll never happen.
Ed, I got to give Caboli credit because he gave me the scent laid the breadcrumbs down like Hansel and Gretel. And I followed him, and he's right. How in the world can a team that emphasizes winning Super Bowls like the Steelers spend less on their assistant coaches than any team in the league? And they're not all youngsters, Ed. They're not paying entry-level guys, 20, whiz kids. They're paying old farts, and they got the lowest payroll among assistant coaches. How does that happen?
Well, first, they have fewer assistant coaches, right?
Why is that?
The Steelers, you got to understand the Steelers. They don't spend a lot of money, right? They have to spend it on players.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I am surprised actually how many employees they have now in the organization. Because when I started with, I knew everybody by name and they knew me. And now
they still know you, Ed. You're still a big deal. They know who you are.
Who's that? They go, oh, he's been a vice president for 5 years. I go, oh, but I don't know that that's a problem. I don't know that they've ever missed out on a coach because they wouldn't pay them. Maybe they have, but I don't know that that's the case. Mike Munchak's a perfect example.
Yep.
Although
that was a good one.
He was still getting paid for a year, I believe, by Tennessee under his head coach. Wasn't he fired?
Yep. He was.
Yeah. So he was still getting that pay. But still, I mean, they've gotten some good coaches here mm-hmm. Through the years. I don't need to go down and name them, LeBeau, guys like that.
Yep.
So I don't know that that should be an issue.
Okay.
Ed, you mentioned that Caldwell has a history with Mike Tomlin, even if it's only for that 1 year in Tampa. Do you think that they put too much emphasis maybe on that aspect of it? Like it's always got to be somebody where there is a pre-existing relationship?
No, it doesn't always. I mean, he's hired some other people that didn't weren't in that role. I don't know if he and Terrell Austin ever.
He's a Pittsburgh guy, though. There's a.
Okay, but I don't know that they had a relationship. I don't know that they did or didn't.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Some of the guys were here. I mean, James Daniel retired. He was hired by Bill Cowher, as was Keith Butler. They don't always, but, it's like anything else. I mean, if you're hiring somebody and you know how he works and you trust him, there's got to be a lot of trust in that stuff, too. But I know what you mean. I mean, get a good coach in here. It doesn't have to be any relationship from the past.
Ed, do you take the Feigner firing and the other moves today as proof that Mike Tomlin's on a hot seat?
Might be to point the arrow elsewhere. I don't know.
Does it feel like that to you? Does it feel like, oh, man, he better win in 2021? Uh-oh.
I think Art Rooney really thinks Mike is a good coach, and I know Kevin Colbert does. And I think he is, too. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's flamed out. And, people going back 10 years and giving his record, I just would go back four in the last two playoff games against Jacksonville and Sunday night. Some of those others, he lost Antonio Brown. He lost Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I agree. I hear what you're saying. I think that 4 years, though, the last time it happened was under Knoll, and he had four Super Bowl rings on his finger. So you gave him the benefit of the doubt,
Yeah. Well, you know, no one, because I started covering for the Post-Gazette in 85, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 91, six of his last 7 years he didn't make the playoffs. You know, Mike hasn't gone like that.
Yeah.
But like you said,
he's not Noel.
Four Super Bowls.
Right.
Yeah. And they hadn't done anything before Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, do you anticipate that, or do you assume that the moves that were made today, that were announced today, were Mike Tomlin primarily driving this, or above him, as in Art Rooney telling Mike Tomlin, hey, we need to talk, and my mandate is that there need to be some moves, or did Tomlin, you know, come to this on his own, mostly, or of his own volition?
I think it came fast enough that it was probably Mike, and probably Mike just... Well, first of all, you know, James Daniel, that's a legitimate retirement.
Uh-huh.
That's
not a Bruce
Arians.
Right.
I'm talking about the other three. Yeah, I know the three moves that were announced first.
I would guess Mike went to Art. I'm guessing here, and said, "Look, I'd like to make these moves." Mm-hmm. Because if it happened the other way around, I don't know that Art would have said right away, "You got to do this." They would have sat down and talked about things.
That's encouraging to me then, Ed. If that, and I know that's just your guess, so I'm not
right.
You know, pretending that you're saying this is fact. That's encouraging to me because it shows me that Mike Tomlin is at least willing to acknowledge that there's a problem and that he's willing to fire a guy that he's good friends with and owes a lot to professionally as a consequence of those problems.
Yeah. I would bet this has been percolating. You know, it didn't just come upon Mike at the end of the season.
How about Butler
Although
coming back?
They'd have beaten the Browns and... You know, Ben was unbelievable from 7:20 of the second quarter for the rest of that game. Now, I know.
I hate that game. That's like one of those, man, besides.
That's like saying that they put up. Yeah, that would be like saying they did a great performance of Our American Cousin after that one part of the play.
I'm just saying, you know, let's say they come back and win that game. If they go for it on fourth and one instead of punting, that might have helped.
Yeah.
And then they go up to Buffalo and win. I mean, we might be looking different. None of this may have happened, but hey, it didn't look good for the last month and a half of the season.
And if Bill Buckner makes the play, maybe the Red Sox win the World Series in '86. Ed, I mean, there's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda's
playing that game. I don't mean to sound like that. I'm just saying. You know,
How about Keith Butler? What do you make of him coming back?
Well, what did he do wrong? Seriously, I mean...
I agree. I don't think he calls the plays. I think Tomlin does, and I think he does a fine job with outside linebackers.
Even if he calls the plays, I mean, they had one of the best defenses in the league.
Yeah, I don't like Spillane on Jarvis Landry for a big chunk of Sunday night's game.
What do you like on Jarvis Landry? Let me ask you that.
One of your three corners who were healthy?
I would have liked Avery Williamson more on him than Spillane.
Joe Hayden's out. Bud Dupree's out. Devin Bush is out. They lost Alex Highsmith during the game. They had some guy in there, Marsh, you know.
But can I ask you a question, Ed? If I told you all those things before the game, are you still picking the Steelers to get beat by the Browns with no coaches? Because I'm not.
No. I was picking the Steelers.
Same.
It didn't have so much to do without the coaches. To me, it was you know, they had thumped them here earlier. Of course, that seems to be a whole different season. They played pretty well in Cleveland, and Cleveland was still without the cornerback, the Pro Bowl guard, you know.
Ed, don't you think someone's got to get a hold of Claypool here? Again, he's going on a TV show and in saying, you know, the Browns are just a joke. What do you make of that whole thing?
He's embarrassing himself. He's not hurting the team. He's just embarrassing himself. So, you know, hey, look, how much of that did we see this year, right? I think these guys embarrass themselves all over the league constantly by what they do. They get an interception, they all run the end zone, and they stick their chest out and take a picture. Come on.
That's
just as bad.
Do you think Juju Smith-Schuster not being in the equation in that wide receiver room next year helps alleviate some of this tendency for embarrassment?
No. No, the wide receivers are always the instigators. You know, for whatever reason, they're the outspoken ones. You know, Antonio Brown, you go back a long way. So, no, I don't think. I mean, he's taught those others, I think.
Ed, you
showed
them
the way.
You think big changes are coming on the offensive line?
They have to. First of all, you don't have a left tackle. You've got to find one.
Mm-hmm.
Until today, when they signed those practice squad players to futures contracts, they had one tackle under contract. It's Chooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Filer's free, Banner's free. Doesn't mean one or both might be back.
How about Pouncey and DeCastro? What's your read on them?
Well, Pouncey, it sounds like, I don't know, he may be his last year. I don't know. It just,
yep.
You look at everything, the shots on the bench and what's going on. And I've been told that this J.C. Hassenauer is bigger and he can block and he's bigger than Pouncey and he might be able to handle that job. I think you're going to see a lot of changes. I mean, no secret. I've been telling you guys that and writing it for a while.
Yeah.
Do you think no more Pouncey means no more Ben? Do you think Ben would honor that idea of if Pouncey's gone, I'm gone?
I think that's entirely possible. I mean, it wouldn't. I don't know that it would be that cut and dried. Pouncey goes, Ben goes. But I think it would be another brick.
Yeah.
You know.
Ed, do you think it's
Pouncey rebuild? You know.
Do you
like,
think
like it, I laid it out the other day. Why does he want to come back?
Yeah. Well, why do they want him back, especially at $41 million? I mean, he can't play on that cap.
Stop saying $41 million because it's $19 million.
Well, you're talking about the money he's making. I'm talking about the cap hit. They're not bringing him back with that kind of cap hit.
The cap hit is going to be $22 million if he's not here. So it's not $41 million. It's a difference of $19
million. Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, It's when you say $41 million, it sounds like if he's not here, they'd get $41 million in cap space.
Saying that his cap charge for next year, if he plays without an extension, is $41 million, and you can't bring him back for that
cap
charge.
That's what I mean. You can't.
No, you can't bring him back for the $19 million. That's if you want to say it that way. Because you're not bringing him back for the $41. The $22 is there. Here, not here, it's $22 million.
Sure.
You're at $19 million. If he comes back.
Yeah, and it was $21 million to get rid of Antonio Brown, and I still felt like it was worth it.
Well, that was a different case. That was an entirely different case. But that was worth it. Listen.
They're not going to win a Super Bowl with him, Ed. You laid it out. With the guys they're losing, they can't win a Super Bowl with him, so why not just get it started and see if Rudolph, 1 year
before
he goes into
free
agency, why not see what Mason can do?
That's what I kind of laid out. But I tried to take it from Ben's point of view. Why would he want to come back, you know? And if he does want to come back and they don't want him to come back, then we have some sticky situations.
How so?
Well, we saw it with Troy, right? It wasn't real public, but that was nasty. I mean,
yes,
he wanted to come back and they didn't want him back. And he was going to go down to Tennessee or something, play for Dick LeBeau, and they finally talked him out of it.
Wow.
But I don't – Ben won't – I don't think Ben's going to want to play anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either here or he's done. That's how I look at it.
All right,
what's your
Ed.
Gut tell you if you had to just guess, Ed? I'm sorry to put it to you. No one will hold you to this. We make predictions on this show all the time.
If they end up being
wrong, we pretend they never happened. So we will wipe it. We'll just have another convenient fan house fire if this is wrong, and make sure no one ever finds this. But what's your gut tell you right this second? Couple days removed from their season ending about Ben's future. Is he playing next year or is he done?
You know, Ron Cook asked me that yesterday, and I finally said, I would guess he might be back. And I'm leaning the other way, so I'm right in the middle, right?
Yes. Your bases are covered. I like this.
I'm doing what you don't do on talk radio. I'm wishy-washy.
You're sitting on the fence, Ed.
I am. I just I don't have a good feel on it. But I do believe what I wrote the other day, he shouldn't come back. He really shouldn't because they're not going to do anything next year, and he's going to get beat up mentally, physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wouldn't be – I don't think it would be very good.
All right, Ed, we're happy that you're not ready for retirement and you still take our money.
Who said that?
You're not, are you? You had fun this year, didn't you?
Well, you're not going to announce something here, right?
You had fun.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know if I want to go through another season.
I don't think we. Oh, no. Why don't we just bring you on the show as like a regular,
I don't know, third
host?
I think you'd go right into that cranky Muppet mode like those two old men from the Muppets, and I think you'd relish an opportunity to talk like that.
First years on the beat, they had all that success in the 70s, right? And then they made the playoffs a couple times, early 80s, and made the AFC title game in 84, right?
Mm-hmm.
People were still talking about one for the thumb. I come on the beat in 85. They don't make the playoffs in 85. They have losing record in 86. 87 is the strike. Replacement year, 88. They're 5-11.
Mm-hmm.
They make it in 89. Next 2 years, they don't. And Chuck Knoll's out the door. So I know.
And if you retire, Ed, can you just tell me? Because then I'm going to put a futures bet in on Mason Rudolph for Super Bowl MVP. If it's like the end of an era and then they end up, when you're done winning the Super Bowl, I would just like to know in advance. That's all.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!